Welcome to the Figure Fit Podcast, where we discuss fitness, paleo nutrition, yoga, meditation, spirituality, and other ways to have a happy, peaceful, and abundant life. And here's your host, Liz Nierzwicki.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Figure Fit Podcast. I'm your host, Liz Nierzwicki, and I'm joined today with my co-host, Vincent Nierzwicki-Trifoletti. How are you doing today, Vince?
I'm great.
Good. Well, we are up bright and early on a Saturday morning recording this podcast. Normally we do it on Wednesdays, but our lives kind of changed this past week in a big way. So that's exciting. But we're here bright and early. I'm having my coffee and I don't know what you've done yet today, Vince. Are you drinking coffee?
Got up, did some here and there. I kind of started to get into it. I'm not in love with it, but I drink it every now and then.
It's different, right? What'd you wake up and do?
I woke up and I just did some, I cleaned up my space because I really think that if you have a clean space, then you can focus better on things. So I just got up and did that.
I like it. I agree with you there. Well, there's a book called the Magic of Tidying Up. And it's really about like having a clutter-free space. So when you're clutter-free, your mind is more free.
Less distractions.
I can't imagine how some people live in like just massive clutter space. But anyways, that's not our topic today. We're going to move on. So you guys, today we were just talking about just some different things this week. We are wanting to share today just some different mindset and energy hacks with you. I was writing things down. I write a lot. I just take notes and I'll journal, especially when I'm kind of in a rut. I'll just start journaling and I'll be journaling the things that I desire and the things I want, or the rituals I have for myself, such as workouts and the things that are important to me. And the things that are important to me are my health, my wealth, my family, and everything that we do can really fit into a bucket that serves those greater goals. And I wrote down a while back, your output equals your results, your mindset equals your energy, and your beliefs equal what is possible for you. So we wanted to break that down today and kind of talk about that. But I'm going to go backwards. I'm going to start with beliefs, because I really truly believe that if you have a very strong belief that you are or are not going to get something, you are 100% correct. And your beliefs have to match your desire. And if they don't match your desire, it's not going to come to fruition. And you have to believe that it, whatever it is possible for you. And then mindset. Your mindset equals your energy. And you need to just think about those times in your life where your mindset is kind of crummy, and maybe maybe it's hormones, right? I mean, women, we can attest to this, like certain times during the month we're hormonal, and without any fault of our own, we just kind of, we're in this crabby space, and we really have to work on our thoughts and our feelings and our mindset, and really telling ourselves things that are positive to lift our energy and really get us in that zone of high vibe, high energy. And then outputs, your output equals your results. And truly, nobody else is in control of your output. It's always going to be you. You control your output, whether it's for fitness, whether it's work, whether it's a goal that you have, something that you want to do in life. Let's say you want to write a book. If you're not sitting your butt down every single day and writing, well, you're never going to get that book done. So your output is always controlled by you. So I'm going to pause there and just kind of open this up for a little bit of conversation with Vincent. And I've just got these other little notes that I've written down, and I'm going to just kind of throw them into the conversation here. But yeah, Vince, I know you have some things to say, especially about your output equals your results. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I definitely believe output is definitely equal to your results. And that goes the same with business, with working out, with really anything that you're trying to achieve. Again, if you have like a specific goal in mind with work, let's say you're trying to get to, you know, 10 clients total, right? And you're only sending like maybe 1 to 3 messages a day, then you're not going to really get anywhere anytime soon. So if you 10x that, say you do start sending 50 a day, then you're going to, you know, half that time, and you're going to get to where you want to be. But the same goes with working out, because like if you put off doing certain things, like, you know, in my case, since I'm doing calisthenics, I'm doing, you know, more body weight type things. I have certain goals that I'm working towards, like a front lever. For those of you who don't know who that is, what that is, it's a very hard calisthenic. It's kind of like a gymnast workout. But if I put off doing certain things, then I'm not going to get there. But I know that if I output myself and do certain reps, then I'm going to get there in, you know, 4 months instead of a year, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Everything is output. I listened to some Instagram this morning, some reels, and Bob Proctor, I don't know if you know who that is, but he's mm-hmm. definitely like a manifesting coach, a mindset coach. He has written multiple books. He's very popular in the space of like manifesting and mindset energy. But one of the things he said today was, it's just a really short reel that I listened to, and it said, know what you want and don't do anything that doesn't have to do with the things that you want.
Yeah.
You know, like if you have a goal, just focus on that. Put blinders on, like the horses. You know, they put the blinders on the horses for a reason, so that they can race them and they can focus on one thing. And that's not their distractions, not the horses next to them, but the goal in front of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, it's just a numbers game.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. What you were saying like earlier is like, if you 10X your numbers and you're doing an outreach, really, I think we both got that from Grant Cardone.
Probably. Yeah. The 10X specifically.
Yeah, exactly. But it's so true. I mean, he didn't, you know, it's not his made up idea. It's really, it's a numbers game. That's always been mm-hmm. something in sales. And if you just 10X your output, you're going to get more people in your pipeline, whatever it is in your job. Like if you're knocking on doors, trying to sell solar, you're going to, the more doors you knock on, the more clients you're going to get. Same thing mm-hmm. in any industry. So here's the thing that I have heard in the past from Lori Harder and Chris Harder, and I love this concept from them. It's, which pain do you choose? So if you have a goal and you have a big dream and you wake up and you're not motivated and you're like, oh, I really just don't want to go train for that, you know, half marathon or the marathon, or I really just don't want to wake up and make cold calls today. Well, let's fast forward a year and you haven't done the things that you need to do to get you there. Well, then you're in a different kind of pain. You're in the pain of regret. You're in the pain of not having, rather than choosing the pain of waking up and training, or waking up and making those cold calls, getting you closer and closer to your dreams and your goals. Then you're in a totally different pain. So I write that down every now and then in my journal, like, which pain do you choose? Do you choose the pain of actually taking the action, getting over your ego in that moment and actually doing the work? Or are you going to choose the pain of regret? Because if you don't take those actions and you don't control your output, your pain is going to be a heck of a lot more painful when it comes a year down the road. You know, regret is a very heavy burden to bear.
It's short-term discomfort for long-term benefits. So if you can suck it up and do it now, then you're going to reap the rewards in the future and be glad that you did.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other thing, I have a little note here on my, you should see this. If I could show you guys, I would. But I wrote this down back in, I think it was like January. I've got words all over this page, and it was things that I was doing, like morning mentor, focusing my mindset on something. And I do that with my daily texts. And if you guys aren't on my text list, text the word daily to 970-230-3633. Great mindset motivation early to wake you up. Again, that's 970-230-3633. Text the word daily, and you'll get an early morning text during the week, Monday through Friday, to help you focus your mind. But like, I had this written out and I was like, okay, these are all my goals: morning mindset, Peloton, weightlifting, strength training, water, drinking 1 gallon per day, fasting, you know, 4 days a week, 3 out of 4 days a week, 3 to 4, getting great sleep, 8 hours, no alcohol or moderate alcohol, write my goals daily, journal, meditate, great sleep. I wrote that twice. Pilates, yoga, core, glutes, using bands for the glutes, doing bandhas work. Anybody in the yoga space, you know exactly what that is. Podcast with Vincent, Figure Fit, 50 touches daily in my business, minimum 50 touches daily. And I had all of these things written down. And then I have little hacks, like little mindset kick in the butt notes next to them, like kill the monkey of distractions. Which pain do you choose? Output equals results. I control my output. So there's always certain ways to motivate yourself. And this for me is one of them, just kind of writing down the things I want to be doing. And then when I just see it, it's like a vision board in a sense, even though there's no pictures on this, these are just words. But for me, this works. What works for you, Vince?
One thing that I did a long time ago was I wrote down on a piece of paper, I wrote down at the top my standards, and it was me just visualizing who I wanted to be in the future, whether it was 5 years at the time in the future, or 10 or 20 or 30. I just wrote down who I want to be. So, you know, overall happy mindset, whatever I wrote down on the piece of paper, right? And I just kept that with me. I think I still have it in my wallet. And any time that I'm maybe not motivated, or I feel like being lazy today, or whatever the case may be, I'll just take it out, look at it, and I'm like, okay. But I always keep that piece of paper with me. By now it's like faded, so you can't even really read it. So I'll have to maybe redo it. But it's just a little reminder of, you know, not to get comfortable with, you know, where I am. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't enjoy the moment. I think that if you dwell on the past, or you're only hyper focused on the future, then you're never going to be truly happy in the present moment. But I think that you should never be comfortable with, you know, not moving forward.
Yeah. Well, there's a phrase we're going to probably say it on this podcast 100 times. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. There is no in between. So, you know, every day you don't work out, you have not supported your body in cellular regeneration. You're just not getting better. That day, you're getting worse. So it's the same thing with every single area of our life. If you're not making money on a certain day, well, you've spent money that day. So therefore, you're losing money that day, right? So I do have a question for you. Do you have any questions for me? Any entrepreneur questions, any mindset questions, anything that you're going through right now that maybe I can help you with? I'm totally just blindsiding him with this.
Well, one thing that I've been doing this week specifically, because, you know, I have certain things that I'm working towards. And in a way, I feel like personally, like I haven't worked as hard as I could maybe in the past on them. So I've really been on myself about it. So I've been staying up till like maybe 1 a.m. and working on this, just staring at my computer for hours and hours. And I know that's not really great for sleep, because I know sleep is a huge part in your energy, which in turn is your beliefs and your attitude. So what do you recommend? You know, I had a morning routine. I got up really early, did stretching, did mindset stuff. I meditated. I wrote down what I was grateful for, but I haven't really been doing that. And I've noticed that the days that I don't do that, I don't really talk that much to people. I'm kind of standoffish. I'm just in my head thinking about what I can do next with work. But how would you recommend I go about not being so focused on work, even though it's an important thing to be focused on?
Gosh, Vince, that is such a good question. You're going to drive yourself crazy and the people around you if you keep doing that. So here is my answer to that. My first answer is faith. And then my question for you is, do you have a faith? Do you believe in something greater than yourself to help you? Because my belief is we've got these goals for a reason. And in the church, you'll hear, you know, any preacher say, God puts these goals and these dreams in you for a reason because you're the vessel to make them happen. And oh my gosh, I totally believe that. There's also a book. Okay. I mean, this is a sidebar. There's a book by Elizabeth Gilbert and oh man, what is it called? I forget what it's called. The power of magic or something. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna have to Google that. Big magic or the power of something like that. But basically she says, you're going to get an idea. And that means you could do it or not do it. You get the choice. But if you don't do it, ideas are like a spirit in and of themselves. They will bounce to somebody else who will manifest that idea. And I think that is so true because years ago when I had the yoga studio and I was really struggling with teachers, like, you know, I have six teachers get pregnant at once. So then I'm the one who had to go into those and teach them or cancel those classes on the schedule. And I remember thinking back then, this is before this business existed, because this business now exists, of having like pods and rooms where there was a screen on the wall. And that if we filmed a yoga class, we could do a 24-hour yoga studio where people would come in, go into a pod and do the yoga, and no teacher had to be there because it's virtual, and then they could go home. And this is literally a business now. And I just like, somebody was telling me about this yesterday and I was like, oh my gosh, I had that idea maybe back in like 2013 and it's literally a thing now. So my thing for you is like, going back to you is, do you have a faith? Because my advice for you would be, you have to do what you can in the parameters of a day. You know, you have to do the output that matters. So if you're in sales, you got to connect to the right kind of people. And then you have to just release it. You have to give it up to God, a higher power, the universe, whatever you want to say, whatever you believe in, that your work today mattered. Because on the flip side, it's actually very controlling of you or anyone to think they have to like make everything happen, right? That's going to drive you crazy. You got to have a process that you follow and you need to put in the work and you have to trust the outcome. You have to trust that things are going to fall into place as they should. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I agree with that is in terms of, you know, if I show up and do it, then I can trust it's going to pay off. However, I do also to add on to that, I hold myself accountable. I say, you know, like I need to get certain things done. Maybe if I put it off too long, I kind of like the work mode I'm in because I'm like, I'm done feeling sorry for myself. I'm just going to show up and do it. Cause you know, perfect example last night, all this week, I've been staying up really, really late getting work done. So my sleep has, you know, been kind of a sacrifice. And last night I was like, you know, I'm going to go to bed early. I'm going to, you know, throw on something to watch on TV, chill on the couch, whatever. And that was the middle of me working on something. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to be done right now. And then I was like, I couldn't. I just had to finish what I was doing because I know if I woke up today and I was like, well, you know, shit, I sacrificed, you know, like what we were just saying, right? It was temporary discomfort for long-term benefits, in my opinion. That's where I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
But I do definitely believe in, you know, if I show up and do the work, then it's going to pay off. So I can trust in that.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to. You know, let me tell you this story. Because when I first started my new gig where I'm at now, I remember it's just such a new space for me. And I was like, you know, I excelled in the yoga space, right? I was on the cover of local magazines. I was asked to be keynote speaker. I mean, I was at the top of my game. And then when I closed the studio, I completely pivoted to a new industry, which was so new to me. And I remember feeling like, they say imposter syndrome, right? Like you don't really know yet. I understood the world of, you know, the stock market for a very long time, but I also, it was just a new industry for me. And I remember the guy hiring me telling me this one thing that it's really stuck with me over time. And I wanted to stick with you. And I wanted to stick with anybody who is listening to this show, who is in sales or, you know, I think everything is sales, to be honest with you. Every industry, you got to sell in order to get clients. But he said to me, your clients are going to be a lot like you. And when he said that to me, I was like, I couldn't grasp it right away because I didn't have any clients yet. And I was like, interesting. But then one of my first couple clients, they were yogis and they were into mindset and they were into like, you know, meditation and things like that. And I was like, oh my gosh, like we totally vibe, me and these clients. And so after some time, I started to see that coming to fruition. Like, oh my gosh, I literally get to pick like who I work with. And my clients and I, we vibe, we get along really, really well. And that alone has given me so much peace and comfort in what I do now that it's just part of life. We naturally are attracted to certain people and our people find us and we find our people. So if you're genuine and you're truly putting yourself out there in your craft and you know your own, you know your business, right? You have to know it. And that's a lot of times where people get a little bit like insecure is because maybe they don't have the skill set yet and they're trying to acquire that skill set. And that's part of it. So yeah, you got to do the work to get good at your craft and you get good at what you're doing. But once you're there and then you have to sell it and then you start vibing with certain people and they become your clients, then that gives you like this confidence, like, all right, I know what I'm doing. And then I'm also attracting people that need my services. We get along well, and it's just like this good energy and this, I want to say, circle of like activity that you get into, and it's reaffirming who you are and what you're doing because it's working for you, you know? So gain the skill set, keep learning, keep developing your craft, keep getting better at it. Don't overkill. You know, you can only study so much before your brain just stops working and you have to go take a break and go outside. So don't overdo it, but learn your stuff. And every day, it's like a puzzle piece fits in, right? Every day you're building this puzzle and you're getting better and better at your craft. But then you go out, let's say you're in sales and you put your craft out there and people who need what you have are going to find you. And I truly believe, I have a faith. I believe, and I put it out there. I write it down all the time. Like, here's what I need. And I literally ask God to help me. I'm like, here's what I need. And I just go to bed and I just put it out in the universe and I close it. And I say, it's no longer in my hands. And I give it up to God, give it up to the universe. And then I trust that it's going to come back to me in some way. And it does. It always, always has. So to be honest with you, I think that like that was such a great question and that made this podcast even better today. So I hope that that helped you. I would just say have faith, have, you know, you got to also have a life because you need downtime to reset your brain so that when you join your work, you're actually excited to do it again. And you're not in an energy of, ugh, I have to do this. You want to be in the energy of, I get to do this. I'm excited to do this today. Here's the one thing I'm going to tackle today. And I'm going to trust that that's going to move me to the next step.
Yeah. And I kind of do that with, now I need to practice what I preach, but with my calendar, my Google calendar, you can set it up to where you have, you do a certain thing, you know, certain days of the week at a specific time. And I have it to where at, you know, 6 o'clock, I'll practice sales. And that's like for maybe 45 minutes. And that's the last work related thing I'll do. Then I'll read for 45 minutes to an hour. And then I have it unwind where I don't look at, you know, work or anything like that. But again, I need to practice what I preach, because the last few days I haven't really been doing any of those things. I've just been kind of throwing work on top of those. But I totally agree. You need to unwind. And I think Sundays, Saturdays or Sundays are a good day. I think Saturday specifically is maybe like a better day just to clean up the house, free up your mind and get ready for, you know, the week ahead. And then on Sunday, you can plan some, you know, things, what you're going to do, maybe tackle a few minor things. And then when the week starts, just tackle what you need to do.
Yeah. I think Saturday is a day where don't clean. You have to have a day where you do nothing. You have no plans, like, except play. You need to, I have a book. It's all about play. It's literally called Play. I'm going to give it to you when I see you in October. And it's all about like what happens when you play. So make sure that you're scheduling a day or two or three, a couple experiences during the week where you're literally completely off grid from work and you're playing and you're enjoying life. You're enjoying people. You know, it's so important.
Yeah.
So you guys, that's all we have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We absolutely love you. I want to say that I've been getting more people on the text list and I've been getting a lot of feedback that you're the co-host and people are loving it. They actually love hearing your perspective on things. And so I'm really excited about our show and everybody who's listening. Just want to say thank you guys so much. If you are listening, do me a favor, screenshot this, share it on social media so that Vincent and I can reshare it and post it on our own stories. We love to share you and we love that you're here with us. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to let Vincent close it out.
Yeah, thank you. And it's just going to get better because especially for me, I've never podcasted before. So this is definitely new to me. It's foreign, but I'm really excited to be doing it because I have a lot that I think people should, you know, hear, take away. So, and I'm glad that I get to be doing it with my mom. So thanks you guys for tuning in.
Have you ever wanted a personal trainer so that you knew exactly what to do and when in order to reach your body goals? On top of that, have you ever wanted a nutritionist that can tell you how to eat that is going to help you lose that unwanted body fat and or build the muscles that you want to have a nice, lean, and toned body? Well, all of that can be yours at figurefitlife.com. With the online comprehensive program from Figure Fit, you're going to get a personal trainer, a nutritionist, a weight loss coach, and a life coach showing you exactly what to do and when to reach your goals. You're going to get monthly workouts, weightlifting workouts, and a cardio calendar showing you exactly what workouts to do and when. You'll receive a nutrition manual, meal planning guides, and a ton of recipes in our recipe library. And with every good workout program comes balance. So on top of the workouts, you're going to receive yoga videos for stretching, for learning certain poses, how to help a bad back, how to stretch those tight hips, and really just to open up the body. And one of the most important components of the program is the mindset component. With Figure Fit, we focus on establishing a healthy mind, and that has to do with where we're putting our attention, what we're focusing on. So we have an entire meditation library that's going to help you de-stress, set the proper goals for your life, and learn how to achieve them. All of this is here at your fingertips every single day at figurefitlife.com. Join us now. Head to figurefitlife.com and click on the Figure Fit tab to get started. I cannot wait to meet you and support you with all of your goals, all of your dreams to help you get fit, to feel great and to love your body. Get started today at figurefitlife.com.